Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
It's a minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1501. Cash Money, Baby, by Rose Lounsbury of roselounsbury.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. This is the show where I read to you and to myself, frankly, from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet, every single day. We're surrounded by messages of how difficult it can be to make ends meet and build wealth. So thank you for spending this time with me, where we can empower ourselves to take control of our financial health. But for now, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Cash Money, Baby, by Rose Lounsbury of roselounsbury.com. Before I talk about this month's challenge, living without credit cards, I'd like to reflect on last month's challenge, a month without makeup. This was definitely the most difficult challenge I've faced. Makeup is a habit I've had since high school. I had never gone to work without makeup, and I honestly believed makeup made me look better. Going without makeup, especially at first, made me feel kind of naked. But after a month of living without it, I feel confident working and socializing without makeup. However, I don't plan to go makeupless forever. I will still wear it for special events like weddings, hot dates with the hubby, or big impression events like job interviews. I really enjoyed the extra time I saved every morning by not wearing it, but I did not enjoy living through some unconcealed breakouts. That was probably the hardest part for me, having to look those zits right in the face, my face, and let them sit there without concealer. Ugh, I don't know how guys handle breakouts without the comfort of a concealer stick nearby. In any case, I'm glad I challenged myself with this. I learned a lot about my perception of myself versus how others perceive me. Like we all know, but most of us don't acknowledge, we are more concerned with how we look than how others look. Nobody is looking at you as closely as you are. But on to this month's challenge, no credit cards. I had a difficult time choosing this month's theme because I'd already lived without some major habits. Meat eating, dairy products, and white flour, just to name a few. I considered not giving anything up this month when a friend suggested, on the evening of March 31st no less, that I try living without credit cards. This was the perfect challenge since it dealt with a definite habit, which I realized as I paid for the dinner we were sharing with my credit card. And it didn't require any prep besides driving through the ATM and stocking up on cash. I feel a bit like a rap star with the bulging wad of cash in my wallet. I'm not used to carrying more than $20 or $30, so it feels strange to have so much green at my disposal. I have to resist the urge to toss it up in the air and let it rain while dancing in booty shorts to some provocative R&B. Not really, that was just the natural extension of the rap star simile. I apologize for the image in your head right now. I packed up all my credit cards, wrapped them in a rubber band, and parked them in my dresser for a month. There are 7 of them. 7? Really? Why does a self-proclaimed minimalist have 7 credit cards? Questions I need to explore as this month unfolds. One thing I've already noticed about switching to cash, I'm reluctant to part with it. I really don't want to let it rain. I want to guard those green bills in my wallet like a helicopter mom taking her kids to a carnival. You will not leave my sight. Oh, 5 of you want to go over there to that expensive coffee place and waste yourselves on a drink you could make at home? I don't think so, buckos. I raised you better than that. Get back in the wallet. We're going home right now. So this is good, right? I'm a little more picky about where I spend my money, but I'm rather appalled at how much money I spend. I take $200 out of the ATM at a time and it goes fast, like super fast, like the child of a helicopter mom when he finally gets out of her sight at the carnival and can run free. Cotton candy? A horsey ride? Yes, please. Although I am trying hard not to spend my money frivolously, recent purchases included new wiper blades, underwear for my kids, and a baby shower gift. I'm still amazed at how much money I spend regularly. For a bit of a safety net, I'm keeping my debit card in my wallet. It's not actually a credit card. I need it to access my ATM cash flow, and it will be handy on the off chance that there's a true emergency and I need to spend a lot of money at once. I'm not sure how I will be able to tell if I actually spend less money this month. I know what my credit card bill is approximately each month, and I can keep track of my trips to the ATM to compare, but this isn't an exact science. Maybe the benefit of doing this is just becoming more aware of my spending habits. We shall see. As always, feel free to join me. Load up on cash, put on your booty shorts, and let it rain. You just listened to the post titled Cash Money Baby by Rose Lounsbury of roselounsbury.com. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Paying for everything in cash is a great tactic to rein in spending if you find yourself mindlessly swiping your credit card. You can even set yourself up with cash envelopes for each area of your discretionary budget for increased awareness on where your money is going. When I was getting out of debt, I stopped using credit cards and paid for everything with my debit card while also tracking every dollar I spent in an app on my phone. Regardless of how you go about it, I think all of these tactics get you to the same goal. They bring more awareness to where you're spending money. I suggest pairing a cash spending only strategy alongside a budget that you're consistently reviewing and tweaking. Awareness alone isn't going to change your habits. You'll need to take those insights you gained from your increased awareness and use them to strategize around your budget. I think the goal here is to get yourself to a place where you consistently live below your means. Once those healthy spending habits are in place, you'll need to think about this stuff a whole lot less. And then you can move beyond cash spending and optimize credit card usage for the reward benefits. By the way, did you know Rose, who wrote this article, was a speaker at the Economy Conference last year? Economy, spelled with an M-E at the end rather than an M-Y, is an event I produce about financial independence. And Rose did an awesome speech about the concept of enough. How much is enough money? How much is enough success or achievement or friends or stuff? It's one of my favorite speeches from the event, and you can watch it right now by searching for the title, The Journey to Enough, on YouTube. And while you're there, feel free to check out the other speeches from the event. which has also been described as a party about money. If you'd like to hang out with me in Cincinnati at the next Economy Conference this coming November, head on over to economyconference.com and grab your ticket today. You can use the code OFD for a 10% discount, and OFD is in all caps. That's a wrap for another Monday show. Have a great rest of your day and start to your week, and I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.